The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody. It is your girl Stadium Steffi here with Rob Fontenot for today's episode of the Astros Baseball Podcast. Welcome in, everybody. Hope everyone's having a good day. Rob, how has your weekend been?
I don't even remember yesterday. I think I say that every Sunday. I don't remember what I did yesterday. I'd like to cut the grass. I bought all the stuff to do the weed feed and all that, but it won't stop raining. But today we drove like 20 miles or so to go get barbecue, which is amazing. It's in the middle of nowhere. And then we went to HEB. That's our Sundays.
Honestly, that sounds like a great Sunday. I don't appreciate how you're trying to gatekeep the name of this barbecue place though, Rob, because what if I want to drive up to that area into the middle of nowhere for barbecue?
It is called Pure Country Smoking Barbecue.
Country Smoking Barbecue.
So there's a family. They have a mobile home in the middle of nowhere. And in the back of the house, they have another mobile home, and that's the restaurant. It's just a family-owned restaurant. They're only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because they all have real jobs. But it's amazing.
That is incredible. I'm a sucker for some good barbecue, so I love that for you. I'm trying to think of what I did this weekend. I'm kind of the same way. See, Thursday, Friday were like super busy for me. I went to rodeo, which was awesome. So Thursday went to go see Zac Brown Band, and I was over at Kobo's. And a friend on Thursday, when I was waiting for my friend to get out of work, was like, "Hey, do you like the Jonas Brothers?" And I was like, "Yeah, I like the Jonas Brothers. I'm a millennial. Of course I like the Jonas Brothers." And he's like, "Yeah, well, do you have tickets to rodeo tomorrow?" And I said, "No, I don't." And I was like, he goes like, "Well, do you want some?" And I said, "Well, how much?" Because I'm not just going to expect that anytime someone asks me that, it's going to be free. And he's like, $500. And I was like, "Ooh, might be a little out of my price range." And he's like, "Steph, I'm kidding. Like, free, you can just have them. I don't have anyone to take them." So Friday night was such a blast getting to see the Jonas Brothers too. Wasn't expecting to go to rodeo 2 days in a row, but it was a blast. And then yesterday, I think I just went grocery shopping, kept it pretty low key. I did buy crawfish on the way out of HEB just because I was like, I just need a little bit of a crawfish fix. And even though it's not like the most seasoned crawfish in the world, I was like, you know what? It's a little something to get me by. I'll take it. And it was good. And then today I just really relaxed all day and it was fantastic. I did finally watch the Hunger Games movie, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. So good. Such a freaking good movie.
Wait a minute. There's a new movie?
I mean, it's like the prequel to how President Snow like became President Snow. So it's not like a different story. It's a different storyline on the Hunger Games series, but it was incredible. I thought it was great. I had a blast watching it, and yeah, it was good time. So I stayed up entirely too late last night is really what I'm telling you. Shouldn't have done it. Did it anyway.
All right, so for you on the audio only, you're missing out because our girl Stadium Steffi is rocking the St. Patrick's Day green Astros baseball jersey and looking good, Steph, looking good.
Thank you. I figured I had to be like on holiday for today and make sure I like fit with the holiday. This is actually from like 2016, so I've had this thing for a hot minute. I got it at the Astros. What is wrong with me today? Just putting letters in the middle of words.
Just roll with it. Okay.
We're rolling with it. It's fine. But no, at the Astros Authentic store in center field. So I got it a few years back and I've been rocking it ever since. I try and rock it anytime I'm on St. Patty's Day. So you gotta rock it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So moving into some fun spring training stuff. We had the spring breakout game today. And Rob, I know you have a ton of thoughts on this. Rob, what are your thoughts on the spring breakout game today?
Well, you named it perfectly. Spring breakout fail. And maybe it wasn't a fail for the players, because I know Spencer Arrighetti had a great day. But I woke up at 9. You know, we've been talking about this for weeks. I woke up at 9 in the morning. I have like 2,600 channels. I can't find it anywhere. I couldn't watch it. And I'm like, why would Major League Baseball do something so great? It's such a great idea, a great way to showcase their prospects, our prospects against your prospects. However, we're not going to let you watch it. What a fail.
I know. I also read up about Spencer Arrighetti's awesome start. And like you said, like it would have been so cool to be able to watch him, watch the team. I think it's one of those things where people don't always know who the up-and-coming new Astros are going to be of the future. So to have such a great opportunity to showcase these players, to get these names in front of people who are already fans and get them to be fans of the guys of the future, it felt like such a missed opportunity to not have it televised, to not have it as a game that was a lot more accessible. And I think the minor league system, it's your bread and butter. It's your next guy up. One of these guys could be the next Altuve after Altuve's gone, you know, could be the next Yordan Alvarez, but we're missing out on getting to see them unless you live locally and you get to go to see these teams. I've been lucky enough that I was a Hook season ticket holder and still technically am, because my parents do still have my seat. And I've said this before, but yeah, I'm lucky enough that I got to live in the minor league baseball world, work in the minor league baseball world. And when it was back in 2013, that was all we had to look forward to. And granted, we're in a different spot now. We have a great team. We have a lot of exciting guys, but you're still missing that opportunity to give these guys a platform and show them off and get people excited about it. So like you said, I think it's a huge missed opportunity that it wasn't televised and that we weren't able to see the team of the future, you know?
Yeah. And another thing, not everybody's on Twitter. Not everybody's on Facebook. And that's one of the reasons most of us know who all these guys are. Unless you go to Corpus, unless you go to Sugarland, you're not really going to know who these guys are. So this is a great opportunity for you to find out who they are. And it was an epic fail.
I agree. And I think the one good thing, obviously, having Sugarland so close, having the team right there down the street, I feel like that's bringing in, again, another influx of fans that, you know, maybe didn't really watch as much of the major league team because maybe they were just watching the Skeeters. But now you have the Space Cowboys and they're getting to see these guys before they're part of the major league team. So I thought it was a really huge missed opportunity. I hope that in the future, if they decide to bring these games back, that they find a way to televise it, make it free on MLB TV. You have an app. They have free games of the day all the time. Every single day, they have a free game of the day. Why not make that a bigger push? You know, again, it's growing the sport, it's growing the fan base, and it's helping people to become familiar with the new faces. So kind of bummed as well that that wasn't a bigger thing. So
it's a bunch of minor league kids. It's a bunch of minor league kids that most people don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
And you can't show that for free. You can't show it to us. But let me touch on Spencer Arrighetti a little bit, because I think there's a small window. I think there's a, I keep hearing that there's a small chance that this guy could make the team coming out of spring training. I keep hearing it. He got six out of the seven batters he faced. He actually faced eight, and he hit one and he walked one, but no hits. 25 pitches, 14 strikes. He did
great. The strike rate was just huge.
Yeah.
And the fact that, again, he let one guy on base, two innings, those are great numbers. And again, he's playing at the top talent against, what was it, the Cardinals today, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
playing against. You know the other fail? I can't find the stats anywhere to tell you how good anyone else did.
Yeah.
Where are they at?
It's insane.
They wrote a story about Arrighetti. That's the only reason I know.
100%. I read that story too. That's the only reason I knew too. It's yeah. And I think too, even if you have maybe have the Astros and the Cardinals like updating us on how the spring breakout game is going, MLB, something, like we have so many methods of how you can get this in front of more people. And again, just huge missed opportunity on MLB's part. And hopefully next year can be a little bit better. Also, I see we have a good chunk of people on here watching the live show today. Hey guys, excited to have you here. Don't forget that you can leave comments that we can then view live and respond to any comments, questions, anything you got. So please make sure you're using those comments so we can chat it up with you guys. Definitely always excited to hear what you guys have to say too.
Did you have a story about Joey Loperfido? Before we
I did, but that's at the end.
Is it later? Okay.
It's later, Rob.
I didn't know. I'm lost. Okay, go. I'll wait. Sorry.
No, we can talk about it now. I'm totally fine with that. Okay. See, y'all, when Rob doesn't run the show, it gets confusing. I get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were talking about minor leaguers, and I kind of thought, I didn't want you to forget to say the story. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. We're good.
My bad.
So another huge, huge thing that we were hearing all over Twitter yesterday, Blake Snell to the Astros. Go ahead, Rob. I don't even know where to start with this one.
I mean, we signed Josh Hader and went way over the luxury tax threshold. And what the contract that I'm seeing, I think the Yankees like offered him 5 years and something. And now he's even saying, I'll take less money, but it's $33 million a year. And what I read is he's injured. He's not going to be here till May. And it's all over the news. And I'm like, how are they going to sign this guy? $33 million? Like they're really all in, right? And it's all you read about. But go ahead. What do you got to say about it?
Man, I kind of feel similar to you. Like if this guy is going to be hurt, like how are we going to throw $33 million at him? But I also know that him and Josh Hader were guys that Jim Crane really, really wanted last year. He went out and got Hader. Is Blake Snell going to be that next guy? And again, the thing we've noticed with Jim Crane, and it's something that, and I say this often, so if I am repeating myself, fans, I apologize. But even when I worked for the team, that was Jim Crane's biggest thing that he said all the time is, I will spend money when it is the right thing to spend money on. But he doesn't want to. I mean, you look at other teams who will throw crazy money at a guy for a 1 year contract or crazy money at a guy who may be kind of going into the last years of his playing time. And then that guy doesn't gel right with the team. And then they end up spending all this money for nothing. Yeah. So his biggest thing is he always wants to make additions where they make sense, where the money's going to make sense. And also too, where he feels like this guy is going to fit in with this team. And so it's definitely interesting to see if Blake Snell will be that guy. And again, another guy that maybe Jim Crane opens up the pocketbooks a little bit for. So I wouldn't hate it. I gotta say. But yeah, I think too, though, maybe that rumor mill of that is dying down because of the money he's asking for. So it'll be interesting to see what the next few days bring for Blake Snell. But it definitely seems like he's trying to get signed sooner rather than later.
Also, his contract that he was talking about wanting, you know, he'll go down to less years because I guess let me play. Let me do good, and I'll try to get my big contract next year. Mm-hmm. He wants an opt-out after this season. So you're going to pay him, if they sign him, $33 million to play from May through the playoffs. If we win it all, it's everything's worth it, whatever.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely. If you win it all, it's always worth it.
But you can get Spencer Arrighetti for like $700,000. You know that one outing
that's true.
That Spencer Arrighetti got lit up? He was working on some, I read it earlier. He was working on some pitch, but he let that go. And that's why he dominated today. So
is that the one that Wally had been talking about where I think he was working on a four seam, but he usually threw a two seam or something like that?
I don't know. He was working on
might
something.
Might have been. But yeah, so definitely interesting on the Blake Snell situation to see how that plays out. And also too, I mean, you look at the starting rotation. there's obviously injuries. There's obviously a lot going on there. And I mean, speaking of the starting rotation, Framber Valdez, our opening day starter for March 28th against the Yankees.
Yeah. Who else is it going to be?
I mean, that's true. Yeah. You know, who else do we have at this point to have as that guy?
So they were talking to Espada. Like there was an interview with Espada after the game. And he said that Framber looked really good. If you look at the numbers, they don't look great. But Framber said, all my pitches are working. I hope to be at 100 pitches by the end of the spring. I feel great physically and mentally. And he also said, you know, how we always had to have Maldi. He said Yiner has matured a ton. He wanted to throw 200 innings this year, but today, let me get to what I was going to say today, 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs. Sounds horrible, right?
Yeah.
But he gave up 3 runs in 1 inning. He had 2 guys on, 2 sac flies, and then he gave up an RBI double. And then his another inning gave up a solo home run. So it's kind of like he got himself into trouble, and they scored the runs on sacrifices. So it's just something that happens that he, you know, if he just corrects that a little bit, I think we'll be okay. But he said he feels good. So I'm going to go into opening day 100% confident of Framber Valdez.
I think that's my thing too, is I always try and go in as confident as possible on opening day, because once it all starts, the stage is bigger, the lights are brighter, and it's anyone's game once the season starts. I think I always take spring training a little bit with a grain of salt. Of course, yeah, you have to take a little bit of it to say, hey, what are the things we need to work on? What are the things we need to fix? Where are areas to improve? Like, let's work that out now. So let's just hope that Framber has it all worked out during spring training and not have to worry about it later on in the season. But I mean, he's going to be our guy. He started last year as well. So yep. It's going to be an interesting opening day. And I mean, the Yankees starter, Gerrit Cole, also scratched. So it's going to be interesting to see a very different matchup from what I think everyone was hoping to see, thinking, hey, is JV going to be back on time? Could we see JV versus Cole? Like, how epic of an opening day would that have been? But you know, the chips fall how they do, and this is what we're going with, is we're going to have Framber as our starter, and I'm hoping he can make some big things happen, because after our opening day winning streak breaking last year, I don't know if I can deal with that heartbreak again, you know?
And it's the Yankees.
True. Yeah, last year, side story, I had a friend who he works for the White Sox. He's worked for them for a number of years, and he is very much like how I was when I worked for the Astros. It's his team. It's always been his team. So working there is like the pinnacle of life. It's amazing for him. And he has fallen so in love with Houston. First of all, he loves the city, but he's just in love with the fans that we have at Astros games. And I think that that's such a huge testament to, you know, people want to talk about Astros fans and how they hate them or whatever. But when you experience us in real life, it's a whole different story. He said that people were buying him drinks at the bar and was like, oh man, like y'all got us today, but you're not going to get us tomorrow. You know, just, you know, great spirits even after the first opening day loss since coming to the AL. In other news, I know we talked a little bit about JV, about some injuries. Obviously the starting rotation could look very different come the middle of the season with Urquidy obviously getting that MRI today, obviously with the elbow soreness, having to come back to Houston. He said that today it was feeling a lot better, which is good. Hopefully that's signs of good things to come. And hopefully that MRI doesn't show anything crazy. But then also too, JV is hopefully, fingers crossed, about to be finally facing some live batters. So I'm super excited for that. But Rob, what are your thoughts on some of these injuries?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. Urquidy is feeling better, but they still got to wait for the results of the MRI. JV, I think JV's moving along really well. He's not like a young kid that's going to say, I can do it, because he knows that he knows his body. He's a professional, and he should listen to his body, because it's more important for us to have him all year instead of now. in the opening series or the opening month, whatever it is. But McCullers and Luis Garcia, mid-season, that's going to be amazing. It's going to be a log jam. I don't know. I mean, we went from having so many starting pitchers, and now here we are talking about, is the rotation going to be okay? Look at this and look at that. But we got Framber. We got CJ. I think JP France pitched recently and did pretty well. Hunter Brown's still there. I think we're still good. That's how deep we are.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think, like you said, once they come back from injury, this could be a whole different rotation, what it's going to look like on opening day. It's going to be interesting to see who they bring up, who they bring down, who they throw in the bullpen, because they're still pitching incredibly well. And hey, do we put this guy in the bullpen and do we use him for a couple innings? Do we take him back down to Sugarland? So come next year or come late in the season when those September call-ups happen, or God forbid more injuries happen, then we can bring them back up. So yeah. I think it's going to be really, really interesting. And I think you're right. There's going to be a logjam at some point in this year. And it's like, how do you, I mean, awful problem to have. I hate it, of course. Yeah. Awful. But yeah, so I think it's going to be so interesting to see how these things shake out come midseason. And is Lance McCullers going to come back and be in full form? He's obviously been out on injury for a long time. I mean, it's been what, almost 3 years, you know, since we've really seen him for a full season. And can he come back and can he have that curveball work in the way he did in 2017 with those 24 outs against the Yankees? You know, how sharp is he going to be? And then, you know, obviously looking at Garcia as well, you know, how is that going to affect his pitching? Is he going to be a little more timid when he's on the mound now that he did have to go through that Tommy John surgery? So it's going to be interesting to see how these injuries affect not only the actual pitching staff as a whole, but even just the players themselves. So I think it's going to be a pretty interesting to see.
So it's funny about the Urquidy injury isn't funny.
Yeah.
But the Blake Snell rumors started the same day that Urquidy got hurt. And I don't know how anybody could possibly think, oh no, Urquidy's hurt, so they're going to go out and get Snell. That's not why they're getting Snell. They want Snell because I think they rated the pitchers, and JV and Snell were both in the top five. It would just be an amazing rotation. I don't think not going out. You'll go out and get another guy to replace Urquidy, not Blake Snell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not a $33 million guy a year. You don't do that. It just happened to happen at the same time.
It was just a very entertaining coincidence, to say the least.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But yeah, no, I mean, again, it's one of those things where if Urquidy does go down, do you have to go after somebody else? Do we have to find that next guy? Or is that when you give guys like Spencer Arrighetti the opportunity? Which, I mean, we really do have so many really great pitchers in our minor league system where I think our pitching rotation is going to be pretty solid for a while. And or we're going to have a lot of really good trade pieces come trade time.
Yeah. So is there another JP France out there?
Exactly.
No one expected that guy to be on the team last year, and no one expected him to contribute like he did.
Exactly.
So maybe there's another one out there.
Yeah, 100%. Also, too, there. I mean, to be fair, though, there is only one JP France. That guy has the most crazy personality, just personal wise.
Your buddy.
My dude, my new best friend. I got to hang out with him and his son. So I don't think did I even talk about that on the podcast the last time?
No, I didn't bring it up because I thought that was just a story between you and me.
But yeah, it was awesome. So I know I've talked about spring training a little bit on some of the other podcasts. But again, if you can ever make it out to spring training and you can make it to Astroline, it is such an incredible experience to get to listen to these guys talk about how they came up, their personal lives, and all kinds of stuff. And JP France stayed a little bit longer after. And I was sitting there playing with this baby Liam, and he's the cutest little kid in the world. And me and JP just talked about his son and about life, and just the nicest dude on top of being an incredible pitcher. So the way you assume JP France would be as a human is even more so that amazing as a person when you actually meet him. He's great people. And yeah, it was awesome.
Our boy Kevin Martinez is down there right now with his son. Is that his last name, Martinez, right?
I think so.
I see people there. He's there with his son. He's like, here's this guy. Here's my son and this guy. Here's my son and this guy. It's like, this is an experience, folks.
It is. It really is.
You got to go live it up.
You have to live the spring training. I will say, if there's one thing that Astros fans have to do before they die, go to spring training one time. The backfields are amazing. It's so cool to see these guys who are coming off of injury have their first spring training back and their first live pitches. So we got to see, I think I talked about this last time, but we got to see Fromber. We got to see JP France. We got to see Hunter Brown, and got to see these live BPs that you really can't catch anywhere else. And then a lot of opportunities for pictures with the players as they're going from session to session, which is awesome. I think the one advice I give people all the time is just treat them like they're human is the biggest thing. Say please, say thank you. Don't yell at them like they're a caged zoo animal, although they do have caging or rails, because obviously I don't want everyone rushing Altuve. But it's an amazing experience. If you haven't gone to spring training, highly recommend it. It's become a tradition for my family since they were in Kissimmee, which was 2016. So we've been going for quite a while, and it's something we look forward to every year. And it's an experience that any fan of any team, whether you're an Astros fan or a fan of another team, you're going to enjoy. So that's my spring training hype session.
I'm going to go someday, I promise.
You have to, Rob. You have to. Oh, my God. We could do live from spring training.
All right. Just set up a table and have them behind us. Hey,
exactly.
Come up behind us.
Exactly. The amount of crazy videos I got, too, from just some of the live BP sessions were hilarious. Just Altuve making fun of Fromber because he got a hit off of him and he wanted him to know. So he's literally waiting until Fromber looks at him and he's like, one for one. Just making fun of Fromber. It was great. Yeah. Again, highly encourage anyone and everyone to go to spring training. But in some other fun stories, we have some fun stories from the clubhouse. I don't know if anybody saw, we had Dubon mic'd up a couple days ago during live BP, which was really cool to see. Doobie just has such a fun personality. And I am so grateful that he is on this team. I am so grateful that he stuck around and that he actually enjoys it here. I mean, I know when San Francisco, he was playing that bench role and he wanted to be a starter and didn't really have that opportunity and maybe felt a little burned by the organization. But the fact that he's here in that same situation, but is thriving and enjoying it, it's the coolest thing in the world to me. So I absolutely love it. Rob, what are your thoughts on Doobie just as a human, man?
You know, we had the stare. We had all that cool stuff, the hugs for homers. We had all this cool stuff back when we had Springer and Gattis and all these fun guys. And Doobie's bringing the fun back to the dugout.
He is.
The stares, all the different things that he does. He's just so funny. I mean, I'd love to sit down and talk to him because the guy is just hilarious. And all he's got to do is look. He's just got to make 100%. Eyes at the camera and you're just laughing.
Literally, one of the first things he says on his hot mic today was, hey, guys, I'm mic'd up. So make sure y'all don't say anything that gets me canceled. And one of the guys responds, he's like, yeah, aren't you supposed to be like funny or something, man? And he goes, no, I'm just like that naturally. And I was like, if that's not just a great show of Doobie's personality, what is? But one of the coolest things that I saw during that video, in the video, they show him during live BP, and he is talking about how he really wants to get a homer. He wants to get the barrel on the ball. He wants to, you know, hit one out. And so he's complaining about this, and he goes up to Cintron and kind of says something, and Cintron tells him, it looks as though he's saying something like, when you're putting your foot down, you're not shifting your hips all at once, so you're getting behind on the ball. And so in his next at bat during this live BP session, you see him look at Cintron, and then sure enough, he makes the adjustment and hits one out. And the whole team is cheering. The whole team is clapping. They're super excited. And Doobie's like, he waited for me to be drowning and just struggling like crazy and like have no home runs hit in spring training to tell me this. Like, why couldn't you tell me this earlier, man? And it was a funny moment. But then Doobie with a home run today. So it looks like that adjustment is working, which I thought was really, really cool. And
that's crazy.
And man, it's insane. But, you know, you make that adjustment right away and good things can happen when you do it, you know, and make it a habit. So it's looking like he's making it a habit, and I hope he is. And then some other fun stories from the clubhouse. Joey Loperfido, obviously one of the Astros' highest rating prospects in the system. Joey Cooks, as they call him. Did you know that they called him this, Rob?
No.
Me either. And I feel like I may have heard it like once or twice or something, but I didn't know that that was like a legit nickname for him. But apparently it's not only because he cooks, you know, just in general on the ball, on the field, cooks on the field. There we go. But it's because this kid actually cooks for real and posts videos of himself cooking. And so Espada challenged him to make his favorite dish for the entire team. The thing he picked, Rob, try and guess. Try and guess what you think a guy named Joey Loperfido would be trying to cook for his team.
Spaghetti or lasagna?
Right? I would think so, too.
Yeah.
The kid brings in paella.
I've heard of that, but I don't know what it is.
It's like almost like it has like seafood in it and things like that, made with like saffron, rice, and it's really good. I've had it before. I've had like one that had like mussels in it and stuff. So good.
Paella. I watched this Italian Christmas movie, and I think they're making paella because I've heard of it somewhere.
Yeah, it's a dish that's pretty well known.
Wow.
And instead of making something easy, he went out and made paella for the whole team. Altuve gave it a 10 for 10. Omar Lopez, who according to himself is a paella guy, went for a second helping. So, but it's so cool that Espada is obviously getting some of these minor leaguers. I mean, your guy out here singing for the clubhouse a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
Luke Berryhill. But it's so cool that Espada is trying to find ways to kind of, first of all, get these guys out of their shell in front of these major league guys too, but also just showcase their personality and some of their hidden talents. It's awesome. I remember they used to do that a lot back in the day during like the Hinch days. And it reminds me of that quite a bit. So also, how is your guy Luke Berryhill doing, Rob?
He's not getting a lot of ABs. I talked to his dad today. He's a little disappointed.
Man.
And we don't know why. He was spoken to very highly at the beginning. And for some reason, he's not getting a lot of playing time. But he can still get there.
Yeah. I kind of wonder, too, if it's one of those things where they're maybe needing closer looks at other people, and because they think highly of him, maybe it's one of those situations where they feel like, hey, you know what? We know what Luke can do. We feel confident in it. And so maybe some other people just need those extra looks, and that could be part of it, you know?
I have another thing to add about Loperfido.
Please do.
I think it was Chandler Rome. When Loperfido was up to bat, he took a picture of the scoreboard, how they have their picture and their name on there. Luis Loperfido. Now, if that would happen to me and my friends, his name would be Luis forever.
Oh, 100%.
Call him Luis all the time.
He's Luis from now on in my book.
Luis Loperfido, folks.
He looks so much like a Luis. He does not. He does not look like a Luis at all.
That's like a Spanish name and an Italian last name.
Oh, man, it really is. It's that is one kind of mixture right there. That's for sure.
In all your travels, have you been to a city and went to their Little Italy?
I feel like I did it. Maybe. Actually, maybe
you would know.
I think I would know if I went. I know I've gone to Italian restaurants during some of my travels, yeah. But I don't think I've ever been to an actual Little Italy.
When we went to Rhode Island, to Little Italy, and the waiters and waitresses and all these people, they still have the accents, and the food is just like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
That is amazing.
Little Italy. Is there a Little Italy in Houston?
I know that there's like a like Chinatown. I know that.
Yeah,
I have got a Little Italy. I haven't been there, and I've heard such good things about the food. And I'm like, I need to do that someday. Yeah. But
go to 85 degrees, folks. 85 degrees, and get the milk pudding bread.
Not me, like excellent.
Milk pudding bread at 85 degrees. If you don't like it, I will send you your refund. Anyone listening?
That sounds amazing, honestly. I have been to one of those places, though, that does the sushi, the rotating sushi, and you just, like, pull it off the tray. Done those ones before. Those are pretty cool. I'm a fan. Well, Rob, it is time for our final thoughts of the day. Rob, what do you have for us today on your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are just some things about spring training. So we talked about the Astros. I mean, we talked about how important a winning record is in spring training. The Astros are now 10 and 12. Their run scored to run allowed. Their run differential is zero. It's even. Today, my boy Jose Abreu went 2 for 3, drove in 2 runs. He had a home run.
Your boy.
I do have a question to ask you.
Absolutely.
But I'll ask you last. But Alex Bregman and Yordan are both hitting, one's hitting 324 and one's hitting 321. So these guys are in form. Mauricio Dubon's hitting 481.
Crazy.
Magic Man, my other boy, 7 games, 6 innings pitched, no runs, 8 strikeouts, a 0.83 whip. And I'm not going to say I haven't, because I have seen his name making the roster. Magic Man will be on there. I love Magic Man. And before you get to your final thoughts, here's my question for you and everybody else. Yainer Diaz went 1 for 2 today to raise his average up to 206. Are you worried about that? Or do you think he's more focusing on getting in tune with the pitchers?
Personally, I feel like he's got to be working on getting in tune with the pitchers. I think that was a huge thing last year with, you know, obviously having Maldi on the roster. They had another option. And some of those pitchers were interested in that other option more often than not. Some of the younger guys were very good with going with Yiner. But, you know, some of the more veteran guys like Fromber and JV, they wanted their guy out there. So I definitely think that maybe he's taking a little bit more stake in his catching and maybe not worrying as much about the hitting. And I think the hitting for him will come. He's not someone I worry about. He's not someone that I sit there and think like, oh no, is Yiner going to be okay? But I mean, worst case scenario, we're going to be in the same situation we were in last year with a catcher that doesn't get on base a lot, but I don't think so. I think he'll do a lot better. I think he'll get on base a little bit more than maybe Maldi did last year, although I loved Maldi. So let that be known. But yeah, I think maybe he's just working on a little bit more fine-tuning those catching skills to make sure that he's in line with these veteran guys. What are your thoughts, Rob?
I was looking at something else. I wanted to mention Victor Caratini, who's been doing very well.
Please
but
do.
did you know, like, even if you're just looking at his offense, this guy's caught 2 no-hitters. So he's a good catcher too. Like,
oh, absolutely.
As far as like, you know, being a catcher, not being a hitter, being a catcher.
Yeah, so exactly.
I am super excited about this guy being our backup.
Absolutely.
I wish it was Luke Berryhill, but I'm happy about this guy.
Very true. I'm excited as well. I think it's going to be really cool to have 2 guys who can maybe get on base a little bit more, but also who are going to be really, really great catchers. So fingers crossed, it's going to be a much better catching situation than last year. Again, still love for Machete. It's my boy. And for my final thoughts, this Wednesday, I finally did a thing that I have been wanting to do since I left the Astros. I finally bought my season ticket. And yes, one ticket, just me, because my family is in Corpus, so they're not going to come up to games that often. But yeah, I finally broke down, bought a season ticket for the Astros. And I think it sounds stupid, but I almost got kind of emotional about it, because for me, when I left the Astros, I was moving over to the Dynamo for the soccer team, which, again, still working in sports, which is really cool. And let me tell you, the experience of working for your favorite team, and for me to get to work for the Astros, it's the most unreal experience of your life. You kind of sit there and pinch yourself because you have a key to your favorite ballpark. You get to see things that other people don't get to see. You get to go into the clubhouse. You get to have an experience that a lot of fans are probably never going to have in their life. I have literally rappelled off the train tracks at Minute Maid Park because we did, like, during the, when was it? The break, All-Star break. Mm-hmm. One of our intern group that year, I think it was 2016, maybe, our intern group decided to do an amazing race around the ballpark. And so we did all kinds of different things where we were running up to the press box to go do a puzzle. And then you had to go to this area to go throw a pitch, and you had whoever, you had to throw two strikes. So any people on your team could throw a strike. And the last thing for extra points was you got to rappel off of the train tracks at Minute Maid Park. We had the SWAT team there and everything. They hooked it up. It was amazing. Wow. So for me, that was a once in a lifetime experience, was working for my favorite baseball team. And again, you do things that a normal baseball fan is never going to get to do in their life. But
I did
get the full season. And that was one thing that I always kind of was like, you know, maybe I could get a mini plan. And I was even talking to my mom before it, that, like, that morning before I actually purchased. And I said, should I just do a mini plan and then maybe upgrade, like, midway through this season? She's like, Stephanie, you've been talking about doing the full season. Just get the full season. And I was like, all right, Mom, I'm in.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, it was something that I had wanted to do ever since I left the Astros. It was like, I really hope that someday I can be in a financial place and a personal place where I have the time and the money to get season tickets. And so kind of fulfilled a lifelong dream on Wednesday. So excited for opening day. It makes me even more excited than I already was. I took a half day. It's going to be a good day. I'm hyped. Yeah. So yeah, super exciting stuff for me, and definitely hyped for what the season's going to bring this year, and hyped to be at even more games, which is going to be awesome. I did get the cheapest ticket I could get because I roam around anyway. I go talk to people. I go chat with my Usher friends and sit in center field. So I was like, I don't need anything crazy expensive. Plus, if I decide to do that, maybe I do that next year when I have a time to do a payment plan. But either way, I'm very excited, very happy that I could kind of fulfill a dream. And I am officially a season ticket holder, which is super exciting. So yay!
I bought the weekend season ticket plan in 2020. Nice.
Oh, that's,
and there was no fans. And
I was like, whoa.
And then,
That's rough.
And then I had some guests here on the show.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're like, let me know if you need tickets. And like people just, and then 2021, people just started giving me tickets. And I'm like, well, I don't need season tickets.
Oh, that's amazing.
I haven't paid for tickets in like 3 years. You know, I was getting very lucky with, I felt like Stadium Steffi there. I was getting free tickets. And I wasn't getting one. I was getting four.
Yeah.
And well, people to go. And I mean, but I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. I have tons of friends that still work for the team. And that was one thing that they were still giving me tickets for a long time. And last year, I kind of was at a point where I was like, I feel bad asking for tickets and bugging people for tickets. So I started just buying my own a lot more last year, even though every once in a while I'd have a friend that was like, hey, I have tickets for tomorrow's game. Like, do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'm down.
Yeah.
So, but I kind of was like, I don't want to ask. I don't want to bother people. Because also too, like, because there's so many more fans at games now, they're just so much more busy. They don't have the time in the day, you know? It's just crazier for everyone who works there. But anyway, so I'm excited for the season. Definitely hyped for opening day. I will probably try and get as many videos and pictures of opening day as possible, because that's just who I am as a person. So it's going to be fun.
It's the way you are.
It is who I am as a person.
Congrats.
Thank you so much,
Rob. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. Well, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in. From me and Rob Fontenot and the entire Astros baseball podcast crew, Ryan and Wally, Thank you so much for hanging out. And we definitely hope to see you next time on the Astros Baseball Podcast. Bye.
See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.